Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
Alright, so last time we were looking at a phone conversation between Carol and Jenny. Jenny was making an appointment with the doctor. And then, it was for her son Larry. So why might Larry need to see a doctor?
Right. So Carol needed to make an appointment for her son Larry. And she said that Larry was coughing. And she also thought that his forehead was hot and he might have a fever. So, what do you think the doctor might do?
I think the doctor, of course, is just going to check to make sure if he really has a fever. Because, again, when you just touch someone's forehead,
right,
it's not really accurate. So, maybe he has the right tools to use to check for his body temperature. And if he really is sick, at least the doctor can make the right prescription for him and to give him the right medicine so Larry feels better the next day. So usually when you go to the doctor, that's the normal kind of thing that you do. The doctor checks to make sure if you really are sick, if you have a fever, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to learn a little bit more about what happens to Larry. And then if he's really sick, we're going to be paying a visit to the doctor today.
Reading. Making a doctor's appointment. Larry walks in to see the doctor.
Larry, you look a bit under the weather today. Please take a seat and tell me what's wrong.
Well, I felt fine until 2 days ago. Then I came down with a really bad cough.
I see. Let me take your temperature. Does anything else hurt?
My throat is sore and I feel weak. In fact, I almost fainted.
It sounds like you have the flu. A lot of people are getting sick this time of year.
Yeah. Many of my classmates are ill, too.
Here's what we're going to do. The nurse will give you a shot to take away the pain. I'm also giving you some pills. Take one with every meal.
What should I do next?
First, go to the injection room to get your shot. Then, you can stop by the dispensary to pick up your medicine.
Okay, I will.
Don't worry about it, Larry. You'll feel better in no time.
Larry thanks the doctor and leaves the office.
All right, so we're going to take a look at the article today, and at first we see a scenario. It says Larry walks in to see the doctor because remember in the previous day, his mom called to make an appointment and she just dropped Larry off at the doctor's because she needs to pick up her daughter at kindergarten. So she's a very, very busy mom.
Right.
Again, I think Larry should be old enough to go to the doctor's by himself. So he's not a little boy. Maybe he's old enough to be at the doctor's alone. So hopefully it's not a really scary experience for Larry to go to the doctor's by himself.
Right. And the doctor says, Larry, you look a bit under the weather today. Please take a seat and tell me what's wrong. And under the weather is our pocket phrase go for today. So we'll be right back.
Pocket phrase go!
珍儿，珍儿，快快，今儿要陪皇上到御花园赏花，快帮我梳妆打扮一下。哦，哎呀，娘娘，您这是怎么了呀？要不要赶紧传太医来呢？哎，万万不可，如果被那个魏璎珞知道 I'm feeling under the weather， 恐怕又会让他有机会在皇上面前争宠。娘娘，您刚刚说的洋文儿，什么
under the weather， 是在说天气不好吗？待会会下雨 raining 这样吗 ？Oh my god， 那要不要带个 umbrella 给您呢？胡闹，
也难怪，区区一个小宫女，当然不太懂太深奥的洋文。 让我来好好教教你。
是娘娘。
Under the weather, 在天气底下。其实啊，这个片语可和 weather, 天气一点都没有关系哦。当你感到不舒服，甚至是身体微恙、生病，除了用大家比较熟悉的 I'm sick or I'm ill, 或者是 I don't feel well, 还可以用刚刚我说的I'm feeling under the weather 来表示我生病了，身体微恙。另外，口语还常会用 I'm coming down with something 来表示我快生病了，因为可能是有些感冒啊，或者是小病的迹象。当然，你也可以更明确的说这个 something 是什么，比方 I think I'm coming down with a cold， 我想我好像受了风寒了。
Oh my god, 娘娘 is feeling under the weather. 哦，真儿记住了。哎呀，娘娘，您可要保重您的玉体啊。那我这去熬煮个姜汤给您喝喝。If you are under the weather, you should get more rest.
甭了，你还是快点帮我打扮打扮。我可不能让其他的妃子看到我憔悴的样子。他们啊，可得意的嘞，特别是那个可恶的魏璎珞。珍儿，你看看我最近啊，这个眼角这个折子是不是很明显啊？
哎呀，娘娘啊，您可是后宫最正的娘娘呢。我啊，这就帮你梳妆梳妆。
嗯，好呀，你看这个金牛角怎么样？
看起来很好吃。
嗯，我来一个。嗯，
不错不错
不错。
Right, so if you're feeling under the weather, it just means you feel sick and you feel not well. So yeah, sometimes you have those days where you don't feel too well. You feel a little bit under the weather. We all have those days every now and then. All right, so Larry says, well, I felt fine until 2 days ago. Then I came down with a really bad cough. Okay, doesn't sound too good for Larry, actually.
The doctor says, I see.Let me take your temperature. Does anything else hurt? That word temperature is a noun. And it's a word that we've been talking about before yesterday and a bit today. And it just means how hot or cold something is. We can use this word about how hot it is outside, like asking what's the temperature and being told it's 30 or 35. Or we can use it about people.The normal temperature inside your body is somewhere around 37. If it's more than that or less than that, you might be sick. Another example might be, if we're reading the weather, the temperature today will be between 25 and 29 degrees.
So we can measure the...temperature outside the weather, we can also measure our body temperature as well. Because again, if your body becomes too hot or too cold, it means you're sick and it could be actually kind of dangerous for you as well.
Right.
Larry then says, my throat is sore and I feel weak. In fact, I almost fainted. Oh, sounds like really, really, those are called symptoms when you feel certain ways when you're sick. Those are called symptoms, things that happen, that appear, that kind of show maybe you are sick. So he has a sore throat, he feels weak, and he almost fainted. But let's take a look at the word sore first. Sore is an adjective and it means something that is affected by pain. So you actually feel pain. When we talk about a sore throat, it means your throat hurts. You have pain in your throat. So maybe when you swallow something or even when you talk, it hurts. Your throat hurts. You can also have sore muscles if you exercise too much or if you overuse your muscles. You can have a sore back.You can even have sore eyes if you use the computer for too long or if you use your smartphone for too long. And there's actually really, really fun, some fun phrases for you using the word sore. So, for example, a sight for sore eyes. Okay, this phrase, it doesn't mean that your eyes are literally sore, but it means that you see something beautiful or you see something attractive. And it's kind of like a cure for all the bad or not so good things that you've seen.
Right.
We also have another fun phrase, stick out like a sore thumb. This phrase means to be noticeable, but in a bad way. So maybe you have like a really, you have a ketchup stain on your shirt or you spilled coffee on your shirt. We can say, oh, you know, you stuck out like a sore thumb because you have this kind of brown color on your t-shirt. We can also say, the hat made her stick out like a sore thumb. So that means this hat, maybe it looks really funny. Right. It's kind of over the top. We notice this person, but it's not in a good way. It's not a compliment. It's kind of like, it doesn't look too good.
That other vocab word that we just used is faint. And that's a verb that means to get weak and fall over. We talk about someone fainting when they suddenly can't stand up anymore. This might happen because something surprises you a lot, or it might happen because you're sick and feel weak. You know, maybe it's really hot and you haven't been drinking enough water. You might faint.
Mm-hmm. Next, the doctor says, it sounds like you have the flu. A lot of people are getting sick this time of year. The flu, or a flu, is a noun, and it is a disease spread by a virus. And it causes you to be really, really sick. For example, you could have a fever, you could feel weak, your body aches, it sores, and you just feel very, very sick and really under the weather. Now, there's a lot of different kinds of flu. For example, you could have the flu that, you know, makes you cough and have a fever. Or you could have a stomach flu. It means you have a virus inside of your stomach and it makes you really, really sick. We also have really scary flus like H1N1. And the thing with flus is that it spreads really quickly. So if one person has it, then usually a lot of people will have it if you are close to that person. We also have something called the flu season, and it is the time when people are, they can easily catch the flu and they can easily get sick. So this usually happens maybe in the winter time or maybe when people start school, because maybe if one person's sick, then the whole class or the whole school becomes sick. For example, I can say, make sure to wash your hands often. It is flu season right now. Or so I also can say Harry came down with the flu, so he had to stay at home and rest. Yeah, catching the flu is no fun at all because you really feel very, very sick and you feel like, oh man, like I'm never going to get well. Right. Have you ever caught the flu before? I'm pretty sure all of us have.
It's very common. I've caught it myself once or twice. Usually there's a time in the year when it comes around and then lots of people are getting the flu.
Yeah, and it spreads really quickly, too. I think I had the stomach flu before, and that was no fun at all because...
That's not fun.
Yeah, your stomach hurts and you gotta keep running to the bathroom quite often, so not very fun to have the flu. So I think it's important that, you know, we stay healthy throughout the year, wash our hands, go for regular checkups.
Of course.
Eat healthy, exercise. Try to keep your, we call it, immune system as healthy as possible because the immune system helps fight off these diseases and these viruses. And if your immune system is strong, then you're less likely to get a cold. You're less likely to catch the flu.
Right. Now, Larry says, yeah, many of my classmates are ill too. And that vocab word ill is an adjective. And it's just another word that means sick. If you feel ill, or if you are ill, then you are sick in some way. An example of how we might use it might be what's happening at Larry's school right now. And it's the sentence, many children became ill when the disease spread around the school. So ill is just, we can use it the same way as sick.
So yeah, definitely, I think Larry has caught the flu because if everyone's getting sick and everyone else in the class is getting sick, it most likely is the flu and it's probably flu season as well.
Right.
Let's see how the doctor is going to help him. The doctor says, here's what we're going to do. The nurse will give you a shot to take away the pain. I'm also giving you some pills. Take one with every meal. So the doctor knows for sure, yep, that is a flu. Don't worry, there's an easy situation for this. First, you're going to take a shot. to make you feel, you know, like you're in less pain, to maybe give you a little bit more energy, and also to give you some pills. You need to take medicine. And the doctor just prescribed medication to him, saying he has to take one with every meal. Medicine can come in many different forms, and one of them that we just learned about is a pill. A pill is a medicine, and it usually comes in a really small, round shape, and all the medicine is put inside that object. We also have something called capsules as well, and usually in Chinese it's called 胶囊. So inside, actually the outside is a little bit shiny. It kind of looks like plastic, but then it's safe for your body to digest. It's safe for you to take, and the capsules also contain medicine, and it usually just helps you feel better. So if you are sick, maybe the doctor will give you a pill or give you many pills, for example, in Taiwan, or they might give you a capsule. And usually I think capsules are antibiotics. You can also take cough syrups as well. That's also a type of medicine. So usually the syrup is used for coughs, and you usually drink it like I think many of us when we were kids, we drink cough syrups. Okay, let's use pill in a sentence. We can say, she took a pill for her headache.
So Larry asks the doctor, he says, what should I do next? He wants to know what he's going to do after he talks to the doctor.
Right, because I think going to the doctor in Taiwan is a little bit different than going to the doctor in maybe the United States or somewhere else. Because in Taiwan, you have clinics, and then you also have hospitals, and hospitals have different rooms or different places for you to do certain things. So I know it can be kind of confusing when you go to the doctors or when you go to the hospital, because you need to go see the doctor first, and then he might ask you to go to this place to take a test and come back, or you need to pay for this and that. So I understand that Larry can be a little bit confused. The doctor says, first, go to the injection room to get your shot. Then you can stop by the dispensary to pick up your medicine. Right, so going to the doctors again in Taiwan can be kind of scary because you have to go to different places. Maybe the doctor will ask you to take a test in this part, and then you got to pay pay for your visit in this place, and you got to pick up your medicine. It can be kind of confusing if you don't know the process very well. So luckily, the doctor was there to also help him out and to also say, okay, don't worry, just do this, follow what I say, and then it should be fine.
Right. And Larry, understanding now, and with the doctor's instructions, says, okay, I will.
And then next the doctor says, don't worry about it, Larry. You'll feel better in no time. So luckily for Larry, it was not a very serious cold. It was not a very serious flu. He can get well quite soon. So that's why the doctor says, you'll feel better in no time. Now, the phrase here, in no time, just means in a very little amount of time. So maybe Larry will take his medicine. He'll feel better in maybe 3 or 4 days. It won't take him 2 weeks to get well. It'll take him like maybe less than 7 days to feel better. So, for example, we can also use in no time like this. The test is super easy. I should be finished in no time. That means I should finish the test quite quickly in a very short amount of time.
Right. And now, knowing what to do, and maybe feeling a little better already because of the doctor's nice words, the article says, Larry thanks the doctor and leaves the office.
So, luckily for him, Larry should feel better, and luckily for the doctor, he's going to be fine, and then he leaves the office, probably feeling a little bit better and realizing that, okay, it's not such a bad cold, it's just the flu, I'll be fine. Alright, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, so our For You Chat question for today is, when was the last time you saw a doctor? Why did you go to one? Oh, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I don't know when was the last time that I went to a doctor. I think I was sick. I had like a cough or something, and I was really scared that the cough in my sore throat would turn into me becoming even more sick. So I went to the doctor just in case to make sure that, I didn't have the flu or anything. So luckily, nothing happened to me. It was just a very, very small cold. I took my medicine and it was fine. What about you?
Right. But it was good that you went because better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
For me, I think the last time I would have seen a doctor, I don't know if it counts. It might have been the last time that I had to have a health checkup for my work permit here, because foreigners in Taiwan have to go to a hospital to get just to get seen and make sure that we're healthy because we're working here.
So yeah, that of course counts. You went to the hospital. The doctor has to check to make sure that, you know, you're healthy, everything about you is all right, and that you're safe and you're sound. So that definitely counts. All right, so when was the last time you guys went to the doctor? Hopefully not so recent, or hopefully it was not very often. And then why did you go? Was it for a checkup? Was it because you were sick?
Right.
Okay, so you can talk about it with your friends. But that's all the time that we have for today, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Making a doctor's appointment. Larry walks in to see the doctor.
Larry, you look a bit under the weather today. Please take a seat and tell me what's wrong.
Well, I felt fine until 2 days ago. Then I came down with a really bad cough.
I see. Let me take your temperature. Does anything else hurt?
My throat is sore and I feel weak. In fact, I almost fainted.
It sounds like you have the flu. A lot of people are getting sick this time of year.
Yeah. Many of my classmates are ill, too.
Here's what we're going to do. The nurse will give you a shot to take away the pain. I'm also giving you some pills. Take one with every meal.
What should I do next?
First, go to the injection room to get your shot. Then, you can stop by the dispensary to pick up your medicine.
Okay, I will.
Don't worry about it, Larry. You'll feel better in no time.
Larry thanks the doctor and leaves the office.
Vocabulary review.
Temperature. I didn't realize that I had a fever until the nurse took my temperature. Sore. Stella had a sore back from studying at her desk for many hours. Faint. Patty failed to become a nurse because she faints at the sight of blood. Flu. The teacher canceled today's swimming class because too many of her students have the flu. Ill. I'm feeling a little ill, so I'll just sit here and watch you play basketball. Pill. The doctor told Sophia to take a pill 3 times a day after each meal.